AI assistants have become part of daily work. People use them to draft emails, summarize documents, analyze data, generate code, and speed up tasks that used to take hours. That productivity is real, and your company likely encourages thoughtful use of AI. But AI tools are also the fastest-growing data leakage channel in the enterprise. Research from 2025 found that 77% of employees have pasted corporate data into AI tools. On average, employees who paste data into AI tools do so nearly 7 times per day, with roughly 4 of those pastes containing corporate data. Most of this activity happens through personal accounts that bypass your company's security controls entirely. This isn't a hypothetical risk. It's happening at scale right now in nearly every organization. And unlike a traditional breach where an attacker breaks in, AI data leakage happens through normal people doing normal work. The employee isn't trying to exfiltrate data. They're trying to get a summary of a contract or debug a piece of code. The intent is productive. The effect can be a compliance violation. When you type or paste something into an AI assistant, that data leaves your device and travels to the provider servers. What happens next depends on the tool, the account type, and the provider's policies. Public or consumer AI tools, including free tiers and personal accounts, may store your inputs, use them to improve future models, or make them accessible to the provider's employees for quality review. Once data enters a public AI system, your company cannot track it, retrieve it, or delete it. Enterprise or business AI tools with pay plans and business agreements typically offer stronger protections. Contractual commitments not to train on your data. Data residency guarantees, audit logging, admin controls, but these protections only apply when you use the enterprise version through your corporate account. The gap between the two is where risk lies. Research shows over 70% of AI tool access in the enterprise happens through personal, non-corporate accounts. An employee might have access to their company's approved AI platform, but use a personal ChatGPT account instead because it's what they're used to. The data they paste into that personal account gets none of the enterprise protections their company negotiated. So what should never go into a public AI tool? Restricted data, never. Customer social security numbers, payment card data, encryption keys, authentication credentials, PHI, production, database contents. There is no legitimate reason to paste this into any AI tool that hasn't been explicitly approved for restricted data. Confidential data, not without approval. Source code, customer lists, internal financial reports, product roadmaps, employee compensation data. If your company has an approved AI tool with enterprise protections, it may be acceptable. Check your policy. Internal data. Proceed with caution. Meeting notes, project plans, organizational charts. Lower risk, but still not intended for public distribution. Public data. Generally fine. Published blog posts, marketing materials. If it's already public, pasting it doesn't create new exposure. When in doubt, ask yourself, would I be comfortable if this data appeared in a public search result tomorrow? If the answer is no, don't paste it. Most organizations now maintain an AI acceptable use policy. If yours does, read it. It will cover approved tools and accounts, data restrictions by classification, prohibited uses, output review requirements, and incident reporting. If your company doesn't have an AI policy yet, the safest default is to treat all public AI tools as unapproved third-party services. Now, one more technical concept worth knowing by name, prompt injection. As AI assistants gain access to more of your work data, an attacker can hide malicious instructions inside content the AI processes. An email with hidden text, white text on a white background, that tells your email assistant to search your inbox for password resets and forward them to an external address. A PDF with hidden instructions that tells your summarizer to include your recent search queries. A web page with instructions that tell your AI browser to click a malicious link. You don't need to understand the technical details. 2 takeaways. First, AI assistants can be manipulated by content they read, not just by what you tell them. Second, more access means more risk. The more data an AI tool can reach, the more damage a successful prompt injection can cause. Be cautious about granting AI tools broad access and report any AI behavior that seems unexpected or out of character. Finally, AI-generated attacks aimed at you. Over 80% of phishing emails in 2025 used AI-generated content. The emails are grammatically flawless, contextually aware, and personalized to your role. Deepfake voice and video are in active use, with AI cloning voices from 3 seconds of audio. Your defense is behavioral, not visual. Since you can't spot AI-generated content by looking at it, evaluate it by what it asks you to do. Does the request bypass a normal process? Does it involve urgency, secrecy, or unusual financial activity? Does it come through an unexpected channel? Does it ask you to act without verifying through a separate channel? These are the same behavioral red flags from Module 2, and they work whether the content was written by a human or generated by AI. The presentation has changed, the psychology hasn't. AI tools are powerful. Use them thoughtfully, use them through approved channels, and keep sensitive data out of them unless they've been specifically approved for that data.